It's Divas That Care Radio. Stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
A magical day to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely magical, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners that are listening to this podcast on all the different platforms that it is offered on. I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And you are all in for one magical show today, as I have with me my amazing returning diva, Dawn Phoenix. And her and I are going to chat about our spiritual toolboxes. Oh my, is this going to be a magical show? And with that, Dawn, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Sure can. Thank you, Joyce, first of all, for having me back again. I always love when we play together in this space. Hi, everybody. I'm Dawn Phoenix, and I am an intuition ignition catalyst. And what that means is I am the one who comes along and pokes you and helps you remember that you have this superpower, and it's called your intuition, something we often ignore. And I work with people in a number of different ways to help them strengthen and get back in touch with their intuitions. That's just kind of a general overview.
And I love it. And I love it. And how true it is. Our intuition is our superpower. And just realizing that. Oh, I love it. And that today, I feel, is how we're going to kind of help people to use that spiritual toolbox to realize what a superpower your intuition is. So I'm just going to let you kind of start to share with our listeners how you would like to open this up today, and we'll just let the angels and spirits lead us what we need to share with the listeners today.
I love it. All right, Joyce. So today I have with us a brand new purchase, and it's an Oracle card deck. I love Oracle card decks. I have my own that I created, but today I want to use Kathy Pike and Lori Prindle's. It is called the Oracle of the Sacred Horse. I got it about 2 weeks ago, and I've been using them with myself. And so what I want to do is just kind of open up today's show with a message from the Sacred Horses to see what they have for us today. Now, the way that you can use intuition in a number of ways with Oracle card decks is when you're giving a reading for, say, a group of people. What you can do is I'm going to ask the card deck to tune into the energies of us and also of you and I, Joyce, and everybody listening, whether it's now or it's going to be in the future. So at the energy of everybody who will be tuning into this. And so just ask for a message for everybody. And the way that Oracle card decks work and tarot card decks is it attracts the energy that you put out there. So if you have a particular energy, a particular question that you would like answered, right now I'm just going to ask, what would the Sacred Horses like to share with us? Okay. And we got two cards. So as soon as I said, okay, what would the Sacred Horses like to share with us? Two cards popped out. Mm-hmm. So that means that there was the magnetic attraction to that question that I asked. So the right cards came out at the right time to answer that question of what the Sacred Horses would like to share with us today. So the first card is Allegria. And Allegria says, unveiling the feminine.
Oh, I know our listeners can't see it, but it is beautiful. And oh, I love it.
She is gorgeous. She is a beautiful dark or he, I'm not sure if there's a male or female. Sometimes they just say they. So we'll just say they are this beautiful dark, dark brown. And all around them are doves. So we're a beautiful dark brown horse with black mane, and there are white doves all around us. And so the other card, so that's unveiling the feminine. The other card is ascension, evolving insight. And so this horse looks very, very interesting. It's dappled gray and white and black, and it's got, looks like thunderbolts emblazoned on it and tattoos everywhere, all over its body. It's got blue feathers and black and white feathers in its hair and a beautiful red band around its torso area. So I'm just going to read from the book with these two horses who came up, and I'm noticing just things through the picture. I'm noticing the doves, they have a symbol. Usually doves mean peace. So I'm looking at Allegria here. We'll start with Allegria since I looked at her first. And doves usually symbolize peace if we think about that. But then to go beyond, you know, what the outside world tells us, a way that we can tap into our intuition is to really focus on what is that image telling us? What does that mean for us? So for me, freedom is big for me. And these birds are free. They're not tied down. They're not in a cage. There's nothing going on. They're like that. And Allegria is dancing. She looks like she's, you know, doing some sort of dance move. She's beautiful, like dressage. So their head down and her hoof up. And so it's just this beautiful dance. And so I see movement and freedom. So for me, that's kind of what I'm getting from her card. So a little bit about what Allegria says for us today. The words that they associate with her are joy, celebration, and esteem. Allegria emerges as the beautiful being she is without apology. She shows off, flirts, and struts in a graceful Spanish walk. She owns her beauty without fear or shame. Her dark mane and full tail reflect her fertility. She is a joyous unveiling of feminine power. You may have come to the world with sincerity in the past and experienced pain, rejection, or spite. Embodying Allegria's self-esteem and projecting it into the world will bring you a fresh beginning of openness and innocence. You can always realize your creative prowess and potential. Age, physical beauty, or status matter not. Every being, young or old, innocent or jaded, shy or extroverted, deserves the joy of great love and inner peace. Be brave and willing to step out of your everyday into something completely new. Allow the purity of your life force energy to glow around you and dare to be seen. Allegria glides through the walls, the veils, to appear for all to see. The joyful delight of her presence cannot be kept hidden or small. Three white doves fly around her in celebration of her progress. One promises good luck and new love. The second offers spiritual connection. And the third is a messenger of purification and ascension. And actually, I'm going to pause right here because we pulled the card ascension. So right there, we have those energies connecting. The doves bring much love and grace to your world too. They will guide you forward with purpose and calmness centered in your heart. They light up hope, love, and grace and celebrate the destination that awaits you. Join Allegria in stepping forward with grace and bravery. You are a beautiful being with much to share with others. Your unveiling is an ascension, a release from any bonds of self-deprecation or self-loathing. There will be change as you progress, so be prepared to let go of the aspects of your life that are not aligned with the higher vibration you will soon embody. Have courage and know that there is much spiritual energy around you. Commit to your devotion through daily spiritual practices. Know that your desires and wishes will be fulfilled. Bring forth your presence. Allow your natural self to sparkle and shine your love on others.
Oh my word, that was just absolutely beautiful. And that was so, So exactly what it meant, because my first thinking was releasing that feminine power inside of you and doing it in such a beautiful, joyful way that you're just letting that feminine light shine, is how I look at it too. And I love how ascension was brought up a couple times in there, and that was the second card. So how it's pulling all the powers together. But oh, that I love that allegory. That was beautiful, because it is so fitting for especially being like even as a diva, because you're letting that inner light shine. You're making the world a better place. And Allegria is telling you to me, she's telling you to let that feminine power out. Don't keep it buried down inside.
Exactly. And that takes bravery.
Yes. Yes. Bravery and courage. Yes, it does. And how the doves are there. It kind of reminds me of the angels flying around you, protecting you and guiding you to help you on this journey. So, yeah, I can just envision the whole thing.
And I love how twice ascension was mentioned. And here's ascension. So it's like, okay, well, it just feeds right into over here. So it's like the universe says, but wait, there's more.
Right.
More layers to pull back. So now with ascension, evolving insight, which is interesting, because if you think about it, there's that, okay, being coming out into your feminine qualities, whether you're a masculine or a feminine being, and just realizing that and taking that stand. And now we have some sort of an activity to do now to evolve our insight, which is also interesting because we've been talking about intuition. And I think insight is sort of another way of saying intuition sometimes. So here's what ascension is telling us. The words that they have here for ascension are arise, release ego, and transcend. Gentle white clouds float effortlessly in a dark, starry sky as a gray horse ascends from the earth. His body is covered with symbols of his heritage. A crimson band and eagle feathers help him transition from the mundane into the heavens. The bluebird feathers bring hope and love on his journey to source. He flies into the night to connect with ascended masters who offer wise counsel. He is a spirit horse of ascension. This card indicates transition. Have no fear. All shifts in life and consciousness are natural. A way of life is coming to a close so that a new life can emerge. You have been gifted many lessons and become wiser with each trial and error. You have ridden upward through the challenges, ascending with new experiences and an understanding of the nature of the physical plane. A perspective may be rising within yourself that confronts your definition of reality. As you merge with the spirit world more freely, you will come to let go of many ideas about the physical plane. You now understand they are an extension of your ego's desire to consume and experience. Material possessions are part of your physical journey, but as the spirit world becomes more of a priority, your goals and needs will change. The gray horse is on a journey to the heavens, where he will meet with an ascended master who will continue to support his spiritual discoveries. Ascended masters have learned and experienced much over many lifetimes and have no further need to reincarnate into physical form. From the sixth dimension, they guide others to understand the fourth dimension of embracing universal love as a bridge to a more spiritual life. The fifth dimension is living in complete unity of all, without division, judgments, or sense of ego. You are inseparable from any part of life and experience all as one. As ascended masters emerge, they are available to those who wish to learn from ancient wisdom. Just like the gray horse, you have an opportunity to rise and connect with higher wisdom. The master will imbue you with knowledge and insight to practice and share with others. Have no hesitation or fear, as you are not alone. Ascended masters are benevolent and loving guides available to support your awakening. Your physical life reflects all you carry within your heart and mind. It is a mirror for your inner workings. Let go of ego-based desires. Follow your soul's calling and ride the lessons of your experience with sincerity. Each experience can raise you higher until you too may ascend to spiritual mastery. You may sense an opening in the fifth dimension where the interconnectedness of all beings goes beyond your mental awareness and comes through your energetic, spiritual, and physical senses. You will understand that all is one and that the universe is a timeless experience. It transcends all reality.
Oh, that was incredible. Absolutely incredible. I love that. The Ascended Masters, because it just brought to mind, and like it said, some of them do not need to come back to the earth in a bodily form. And that is so, my little red healer, Groucho. He is an Ascended Master, is my angel, and there's no doubt about it. That just described him to so much. That was what came to my mind immediately, because he has no desire to come back in bodily form, because he has done that part and now he's there to help me. And it's, oh, that was beautiful. And to me, it was letting go. When you let go of your ego, you let go of a lot of the old ways. It's kind of letting go of some things that maybe not serve you or not bring you to your higher self. And so those were some of the thoughts that came to my mind when you said release ego. To me, it's release ego and go to your heart. And then you'll find all the answers there.
And I have a person I follow. His name is Matt Kahn. He's been my spiritual teacher since I had my awakening. Mm-hmm. And he started what he called the Love Revolution. And a couple of years ago, and I can't remember, he channels wisdom from the universe and will just sit down with a group of people and just whatever comes out his mouth is what comes out. And mm-hmm. this is how he works. He's written a couple books now. He's amazing. And a couple of years ago, I was listening to one of his transmissions and he said something that just dropped my jaw, because like a lot of sensitives and empaths, sometimes I find this world too cruel, too harsh, too mm-hmm. too painful, and for my soft soul. And he was talking about during that transmission that we are here, some of us, and this is take it or leave it, you know, take what resonates and leave the rest. But it right. really resonated for me, mm-hmm. That those of us, there are many of us here on the planet as the empaths and sensitives that we are, this lifetime is our training to becoming ascended masters. So that when we graduate from the earth plane, we no longer have to reincarnate in the physical, and we will continue the work that we do here as the guides that we are on the other side without having to come back into the physical. And that just made my heart sing. I was like, yes, 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 please sign me up right now. Where do I put my signature?
Oh my. Yeah, that is so beautiful. Yes, and I can go into stories about Groucho of how he has explained that too. And that is so true. Because yeah, it is kind of like a training field, or to me too, they're here to help others in a lot of ways too. Everything in life is like a stepping stone mm-hmm. to get us to those higher levels. And the people, the animals that come into your life, they all play a part of that. Because I see it so with my horses too. Oh my goodness. They're incredible. They, yeah. this is just awesome. I just love how those cards are so fitting, when a lot of it resonates with me. Now, maybe to some other listeners, they'll pick out different things and they'll kind of hear it in a different way, and it'll resonate to them in a different way too. But just what you have read and just the experiences I have had, it just so resonates to my life.
Thank you.
Oh.
So yeah, when you're listening and you're listening to Ascension and Ascension is talking about the Ascended Masters, keep in mind that you may one day soon, not soon, like tomorrow, but when you graduate from the earth plane, you very well could be one of those Ascended Masters that Ascension is talking about. That really was coming in clearly for me. So I think that we have a lot of listeners who may be, you know, doing that work when they graduate.
Yes, definitely. And another thing, you said about being timeless, and I know Groucho said time means nothing. It's immaterial. Here on Earth, our ego minds are, oh, we got to be here at this time. We got this much time to do this, and then we got to have this time schedule. And it's all about time, where I feel when you rise to that higher self, time is not such a critical like it is here right now.
Yeah. You know, when we say, I don't have time for that, that's actually truth coming through, but we are seeing it in a different way because we have no time, because linear time doesn't exist. So of course we have no time. How could we have it?
Exactly.
Which the opposite is actually true. We have all the time because if it doesn't exist in linear fashion, then it's infinite.
Yeah, it's infinite. You said it. Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, that was just some beautiful readings. What a beautiful way to start to show people ways that they can use these tools to help them to understand better their spirituality.
Yeah, and I am so grateful. Thank you, Sacred Horses, and all the horses, yes, for being here with us today, and all the animals in our lives and all the wonderful beings who help and guide us. And specifically, thank you, Sacred Horses, for the messages today.
Yes, definitely. Because it was right on.
That's the universe. That's how it be with the universe.
That's exactly right. They know
That's
what
I like to say.
That's what I always say too. The universe knows what we need to talk about. And that's what flows, because those two cards came out. Mm-hmm. So those were some things that needed to be brought out for a spiritual toolbox. Mm-hmm. And yes, how true it is. So what, from that, there was so much information in that. What are some other things that you have experienced and would like to maybe share with our listeners?
So this is very interesting. Yesterday, we had a pest control. I live in an apartment building on the third floor. We have a balcony and we're the top floor. And we've been having issues with the flying stinging ones. Mm-hmm. So I'm allergic, and we say, could you not be here? And so that didn't really work so much. So the apartment manager called in the pest control man, who shows up. And while he was down in the truck getting the fog that he was going to put up around the areas where we're thinking the nests are, I said, okay, there's a man coming. He's going to spray something and it will kill you if you value your life and don't want to cross over right now. Please leave the area and don't come back. And it was interesting because when he was done, he came back in. I was watching him and he said, I know it's a cool day. It was only in like the high 50s yesterday. He said, I know it's a cool day, but usually if there's a nest or something, which we had seen many of them coming and going, which indicated a nest. He said, usually I see a couple of them leave at least. He said, usually a larger number of them. He said, there wasn't really any activity. And I didn't get it. I went, oh shoot. Well, maybe it was needless. And I was thinking, and it didn't hit me until like dinner time, a couple hours later. And I went, oh my God, they left. Maybe that's what happened. I have no way of knowing, but you know what, if that's what happened, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I wanted to protect myself and my partner, but I also didn't see the need for them to die. It was just, this will keep them away, hopefully.
Right. Right. Oh, what a great example of, just putting it out there to the universe. And then what's interesting, how it took you a couple hours to realize, oh yeah, I did say that. And yeah, that's probably what happened. Dawn, that's so awesome. Well, Dawn, this show has gone so quickly, which I knew it would. It just flew by. I know you and I could continue this conversation for hours and talk about different ways, different tools that can help. But before we close, a couple quick things. First of all, I would love to have you back on Robust Lifestyles to share more with our listeners.
I love to come play with you again, Joyce.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You heard her, listeners. She will be back. And also, what are the best ways that our listeners may connect with you?
Okay, so you can go to my website, dawnphoenix, PHOENIX.org. And also, I am teaching a new workshop for entrepreneurs called Tapping Into Your Business's Inner Wisdom, where I connect you in, teach you how to connect with your business's consciousness and find out what it needs from you if you're stuck or not moving forward or want to expand and want to know how. So I have dates that are coming up for that in this month and also next month. So if you go to the website there, there's a calendar and you can check out my calendar. The first workshop is this Thursday. So that is today. So that probably won't be happening, but also May 1st and May 14th, I'll be teaching.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much, Dawn. I so appreciate you. And I want to wish you an absolutely magical day, and may magic be in your days till you and I connect again on Robust Lifestyles.
Likewise, Joyce. Big hugs and big hugs, everyone.
Oh, thank you. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this magical show with our absolutely amazing diva, Dawn Phoenix. Please share this show with all your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasthatcare.com. And remember some of the beautiful, beautiful golden nuggets that Ascension and Allegria left with us. That feminine power is just inside. It just takes bravery and courage to bring it out, and bring it out with such movement and freedom and beauty. And Ascension, it's just releasing that ego. To me, it's letting go of the old ways and listening to those ascended masters that are in our lives. Oh, how beautiful. And with that, I want to wish everyone a most magical day. Remember, be kind to all, including the animals also, and give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. And until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.